It's time now to go out to Indianapolis and the NFL Scouting Combine. Talk to our insider out there who's doing a great job with USA Today providing their draft coverage. Tony Pauline joins us. Hi, Tony. How are you doing? First question for you is this. We hear about all these great offensive line prospects, specifically, you know, the tackles and so forth, but kind of figuring out, are the Eagles going to get in the mix here on, along the offensive line? Who would you say are the best prospects in rounds one and two in this NFL draft?
Dave, there were some terrific performances on Saturday from the offensive linemen. Let's start off with Eric Fisher of Central Michigan, a player that's really eking into the top 10. He looked very athletic during his workout, explosive, good broad jump, ran just over 5 seconds in the 40, did terrific in the position drills. I think another guy that helped himself was Lane Johnson, the former tight end. Got under 4.7 on a lot of stopwatches, ran in the 4.69s. Again, showed a terrific development at the position, good footwork during the position drills, sliding out. I think he's gone from the late first round into the middle part of round one. Teron Armstead, a guy that I know we've talked about on Eagles.com from the Shrine Game, he was outstanding. Evidently set a combine record running in the high 4.6s at over 300 pounds, had a 34-inch vertical jump, also showed some strength, showed he's more than just a fast guy, 31 reps on the bench, did terrific in during the position drills. I think teams kind of rated him as a zone blocking guard coming into the process. Now they're looking at him at that all-important offensive tackle position. John Cooper, the guard from North Carolina, a guy who is considered one of the best zone blocking prospects to enter the draft of the last 12 years, the last dozen years, came in at 313 pounds, looked strong, looked cut, ran 5.11 in the 40, showed that he really hadn't lost any of his quickness or his speed from the extra bulk, looked quick during drills. One player who I was a bit disappointed in, who I thought looked very ordinary during Saturday's offensive line workout, Luke Jokel of Texas A&M, did not look very athletic, looked very pedestrian during the workouts, really did not look like the top tackle in the draft, never mind potentially the first pick of the whole event.
Tony, the Eagles have to decide what they're going to do with Todd Harriman. Do they keep him at right tackle? Do they move him inside to guard? I'm going to take the route that maybe they move him inside to the guard spot, which would leave a gaping opening at the right tackle position. Is there anyone who's a great fit to come right in and be an impact player at right tackle for the Eagles?
Well, if DJ Fluker happens to fall down to that spot, that's a guy that I know they want a right tackle that you can slide in at right tackle. I think Fluker has moved more towards the late part of round one, but if he happens to slide, or even if he slides a little bit and they want to trade up, look at DJ Fluker. Look very strong out there today. He's not a guy that you're going to put in motion, not a guy you're going to use in his own blocking system. 36.5-inch arms and really looks the part. If they're looking at offensive guards, Larry Warford of Kentucky, a guy who's just big and strong, had an impressive Senior Bowl, looked okay during the workout, wasn't out outstanding, but still a guy that can quickly come in and start for the Eagles at the next level. Adeyabushi, the left tackle from Virginia, who really did not perform well during his combine workout, looked rather unathletic and pedestrian, but the fact is we know he's a good pass-blocking left tackle, so it may be to the Eagles' benefit that he did not do well during his combine workout, because I don't think he's in the conversation as a potential late first-round pick now. Maybe the Eagles take him as the second round begins.
Last year, the quarterback class was very heralded. Obviously, those projections came true. Huge impact by the rookie quarterback class. This year, the names are not being mentioned as much as first-round possibilities. Geno Smith, Matt Barkley, perhaps. Tony, in your opinion, who's kind of rising up the ranks? And who do you think would fit best into what we think Chip Kelly's going to do with this Eagles offense?
I think it would be Tyler Wilson of Arkansas. I mean, a guy who's nimble, who's athletic, who can throw in the pocket or get outside the box and throw on the move. He's got a solid intermediate arm. He's not a vertical passer, but he's a guy who, for the most part, makes good decisions and has shown improvement in his game. The problem with Tyler Wilson is he's got small hands, under 9-inch hands, and that's a red flag for some teams. He also has a concussion history that's going to have to be looked into.
Tony Pauline, we will check in with you throughout the many weeks ahead as we lead in to the April 25th draft. Tony Pauline, thanks so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.